La 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 la.
Shalom chaverim yekarim, boker tov.
Hello, dear friends, good morning. What great joy it is to be here. This week we've worked together, the 10 of Merkaz 1 and
the
10 of Tzafon 1. We worked hard together to make this preparation for you for the morning lesson. And this week, from all this work, from incorporating with the material, work with the friends, I rediscovered what great treasure we have. What an amazing thing it is when we're all here together. It's not something to be taken for granted that we're here from all over the world. We have a Kabbalist, a guide who explains to us in simple words how to reach the Creator. And even more, I rediscovered a huge treasure of purposeful friends who give of their time, who invest every tiny moment so that the friends will make it, the friends will reach the Creator. And I would like to share with you a bit of this treasure. This is a very sensitive friend, special friend in Tzafon 1, and he's going to open his heart. And we're going to hear him. Owen, please open our hearts.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. What an honor. What excitement. We, the 10 of Merkaz 1 and Tzafon 1, we've been trying all week to think about how to bring this preparation to the entire world Kli. How will we prepare the world Kli for the lesson? We have such importance, and the heart comes out every meeting with every effort that everyone makes. So today we would like to pass this topic of unity to the entire world Kli. We will prepare ourselves for the lesson and also make a preparation for the preparation, because next week the great Congress is starting, rising above ourselves. So let's enter the lesson together quietly, but with a lot of inner effort, to try to reach unity. Reader, please.
עשו כפי כוחכם ותשועת השם כהרף עין.
Do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing before you today is the unity of the friends. Exerting that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults. We need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil. as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. When the friends unite into a single unit, they receive strength to appreciate the purpose of their work, to achieve Lishma for her sake.
A question for an active workshop. What is the unity that we're aiming for? Again, what is the unity that we are aiming for?
The unity we are aiming at is to give contentment, is to unite around giving contentment. It's to unite around something we cannot feel, we wish to feel, and we pray for.
Yes, it's the idea that there is something outside of us where we unite all of our desire for connection to be as one man in one heart, our next degree, which is actually our soul. It is the ten, our point of contact, our point of connection, and through that we can give contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, because by that we help the Creator reveal Himself, and we want the circle to expand more and more, and for us to be an example for the rest of the groups, for the rest of the world, on how we need to relate to one another. And take this example from him, how he's doing it, how he's treating everyone with love.
And it is all accompanied all the time by our need and our desire that the Creator will truly unite our hearts, our desires, our intentions into one common intention. This is why we have this special society. This is why we have those special foundations upon which the society is built, and the desire or the need to come out of the will to receive.
Yeah, the Creator gave each one of us a part of this desire to be in adhesion with Him, and in the connection between us, we can come and ask for one desire from Him, that He would glue all of our desires into one big burning desire to attain Him. And we want to unite around that. That's what's unifying us.
Yes, just like the body, when we speak to a person, we don't look and we see the kidneys separately, the liver separately. We see one body which is interconnected for a single purpose. So this is how we should be, as 110, directed towards a single force, the force of love that will dwell among us. Hine ma tovu manayim,
Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice? Something pulling us out from the dark? Something holding behind these broken parts?
סדנה שקטה. ניכנס לשיעור.
A silent workshop. Let's enter the lesson with a common prayer and request to reveal the unity between us. Again, let's enter the lesson with a common prayer and request to reveal the unity between us.